Another death of an unarmed black man in police custody has sparked anger across the US. George Floyd begged for his life as a white officer pressed his knee against the African-American man's neck until he died. His killing has put racism once again back in the spotlight in an already fractious country. Our World Watch reporter Max Toll has more.
In Central Park, a white woman calls the police to accuse a black man who simply asked her to put her dog on a leash of threatening her life.
There is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
In a gym in Minneapolis, a white man threatens to call the police on a group of young black entrepreneurs.
I'm a tenant in the building.
I'm also a tenant.
Are you?
We're all tenants in this building.
What office?
So we have an office here and this guy came accusing us we can't be here.
What office are you in?
Don't worry about that. We don't have to tell you anything.
I'm calling 911 now.
Go ahead.
Everyday racism. But, again in Minneapolis, this now viral and shocking video of a black man dying in police custody is anything but everyday.
Man, I can't breathe in my face. Just get up.
What do you want?
I can't breathe. Please, the knee in my neck. I can't breathe.
Bro, get in the car, man.
I will.
Get in the car.
I can't move.
The footage is clear. A police officer presses his knee against George Floyd's neck until he loses consciousness and dies. One witness, Donald Williams, says this happened for at least 8 to 10 minutes while the officer ignored Mr. Floyd begging for his life.
If you hear in the video, I actually asked him, I said, you know, what's going on, officer? This is when I finally approached because the people said his blood coming out his nose and I'm noticing it now at the point his eyes are turning a different color, you know, and he's talking about his belly hurts, which is pretty much your last bowel movement in your life. Bro, they wanted to kill that man, bro. Like, I'm being 100, bro. They didn't speak. They didn't say nothing. The views in his eyes, bro, the man that had his knee on his chest, bro, he knew what he was doing. His shimmies in my man's neck, bro. He knew what he was doing. It's just like having a jiu-jitsu choke.
A jiu-jitsu choke. That's how Donald Williams might describe it. But one thing is clear. The officer is not following procedure. He and three other officers involved in the incident have been fired. But for the mayor of Minneapolis, that's not enough.
Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail? If you had done it, or I had done it, we would be behind bars right now.
And it's not enough for Black Lives Matter protesters who have marched across the country today. In LA, they kicked and smashed the windows of a police car after another took off with a man still sitting on its hood. This was captured by local TV.
They see CHP officer trying to push his way through the traffic.
Oh,
guy riding on the hood, guy on the windshield, dove off. Here comes another unit around. As we widen out here, you see this one person here. That's the one that was on the windshield. Came flying off as the officer drove away. And now here we go. Here we go. This is going to be a bad thing. Start kicking the car. That officer should just drive away. He needs to drive away.
There is real, palpable anger in the U.S. right now. George Floyd isn't the first, and he won't be the last, unarmed black man killed by police. For so many, George Floyd's final words...
I can't breathe!
...say it all. For Checkpoint, Max Toll.